Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Camplex still in need of volunteers for the upcoming National High School Finals Rodeo. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. With National High School Finals Rodeo just 69 days away, Executive Director Aaron Lyles told the Campbell County Commissioners on Tuesday they are ahead of the game on volunteers, but still need to fill some slots for the event. Lyles said there are currently 633 volunteer spots filled and about 712 shifts left to fill. He said that means they will still need around 130 volunteers, which is 60 more than was signed up at the same time last year, with most people signing up in June prior to the rodeo. He said their greatest need for volunteers right now is gate monitors. The commission also approved for regular full-time county employees to be able to volunteer after their working hours for 4 hours paid if they agreed to volunteer 4 additional hours unpaid on their own time also. Director of Human Resources Brandy Elder said it is the same arrangement the commission has made in the past during the national finals. Contestant check-in begins on July 12th, with the first performance on July 16th. From the 12th to the 16th, contestants will be arriving 24 hours a day, so a lot of staff and volunteer support is needed during that time. Lyles also announced for the first time in many years, there will be a concert during the event. Chancey Williams will be performing on the evening of July 15th at Morningside Park. If you're interested in volunteering for the rodeo, visit Camplex's website at cam-plex.com. State Treasurer's Office updates ESG policy. According to the press release from Wyoming State Treasurer Kurt Meyer, he announced on Wednesday his office had updated its policy on environmental, social, and governance, ESG, policies as applied to the state's investment managers. Wyoming is dedicated to ensure that our investments obtain the highest risk-adjusted return, Meyer said. All of our managers shall adhere to the vision and not allow non-pecuniary diversions to alter their approach. Meyer said the updated policy clarifies the office's stance on ESG, while also addressing concerns that have been raised by citizens of the Cowboy State, as well as various elected officials. The Wyoming State Treasurer's Office is responsible for a portfolio totaling approximately $26 billion. Returns on these investments rank in the top three largest sources of general fund revenue for the state's budget. The updated policy can be found on the Wyoming State Treasurer's website. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.